questions you may have.
Thank you for holding. Is this Jason?
Yes.
Hey, Jason, how's it going? My name's Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. I always appreciate that. It's Tuesday, right? One day closer. Counting the days again.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So let me just confirm a couple things here. So for service area, let's see. So about within an hour, 50 miles, more or less, right? And you guys are doing both residential and commercial work. Is that right? Is it about 50-50 or are you more on the residential side?
More residential.
Okay. So some small to medium commercial as well. All right. And now, as for, I see you guys also had the Angie's listing. Is that something you're still working with now or?
Yeah, I have been just recently.
Oh, you just started? Oh, okay. How's it been for you so far?
It's been a lot of calls and just a couple jobs.
Right. Yeah. So I hear something similar kind of from most people. Yeah, I was just curious if you had the same experience.
Yeah.
Now, I usually like to start off just asking if you have any questions about the program itself or like how it works in general, anything aside from pricing before I kind of get into it.
Not so much.
Oh, okay. If you do along the way, yeah, just let me know. So I'll give you a quick overview. Of course, the best part, I mean, we put you on the first page of Google, right, for any area, like 50 miles, let's say, right? For anyone searching for that specific keyword in that area, you'll pop up as a result of that search. And in turn, people call you directly. So instead of it going to your competition, right, it's kind of a race to get to the client, and whether you get the job or not, you're still paying for each lead, right? This is just a flat fee month to month that would cover everything I'm going to go over, right? So there's no additional cost to anything. Now, you will also be on Bing and Yahoo, so all the most popular search engines, as well as pretty much any directory you can think of, even like voice-activated searches like Alexa, Siri. So they could be searching on pretty much any device, right? They'll find you as long as it's within that radius for a service you provide. You can have up to 15 services, 15 keywords, as long as they are services that you do offer. And they'll also have a tracking system so we can kind of see what areas are being searched in the most, the keywords you're being found for. We can filter the searches and the jobs that way. And you have a tech team who runs everything, you know, on the technical side, Monday through Friday. So you just answer the calls and bid the jobs, right? If you want to run a new promotion that month or change content, keywords, they do it all. Website.
Okay.
Now, as for the pricing, because I know that's usually important too, right? So you've been in business about 3 years, right? To put you in for that new business credit. Okay, great. So if you're within your first 5 years, that would qualify you for that. So with that, so you're looking at $348, okay, and after that first month, that would go down to $249 because your initial payment would include, like, your onboarding and programming, which does include the fully functional website. You guys are working on a website as of now, or do you guys already have one set up?
I was working on it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, we can do. And it would, be your own pictures, content, reviews, testimonies, you know. We get it up to your, specifications. Now, as for, did you have any other questions about it? Is that something we can get started for you? Anything at all?
Yeah, I'm willing to try it.
All right. So basically, first thing we do is just set up the keywords, how you want your Google business profile to appear. Now, as for this phone number, this would be a good one for clients to call, the 355-6796.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And let's see, so that'll be Burlington, Vermont at 05402, right?
05402, yep.
Yep, okay, perfect. Now, what's a good email for you?
BlanchardDesignBuildBT@gmail.
DesignBuildBT@gmail.
DesignBuildBT.
VT, okay, before that. Okay, so BlanchardDesignBuildVT@gmail.com.
Yep.
Got it. And that's Jason Blanchard, right? Already got the, should be good.
Yep.
There it is. And then now, as for your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear to your clients and everything, what about hours of operation? Like basically when you would be receiving calls, right? Is that going to be like 9 to 5 or 8 to 6? What's going to work for you?
Probably like 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Can do. And then for contact with clients, can they call, text, and email you? Is that also okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So let's see. 8 to 5. And that's Monday through Friday or also Saturday for the hours?
Just Monday through Friday.
Yep. Got to have the weekend for sure. All right. Phone, yeah. Text, and email, right? All right. Now, as for the areas that you want to show up in, there's a couple different ways we can do that. We can do 4 counties or up to like 12 cities if you have any specific ones you want to target. Whatever comes to mind now, we can start with.
4 counties?
If you wanted, yeah.
Okay. I guess I'd have to look at a map to figure that out.
Yeah, no worries. I can have the technician do all that for you. Do you have any specific cities I can start with, and he can kind of go from there?
Just right around Burlington, I guess.
Just 50 miles from that Burlington, right? That address?
Right, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And let's see, now, just to refresh your memory, so we're all including the call tracking with the app. The technician will set you up with everything on there. Also, we'll be including the website. So if you do have pictures or content or anything, just have that ready for your time when you speak with him. Typically, it'll be like later today or tomorrow morning, you know, whatever's going to work for you. Do you guys currently have a Facebook page for Blanchard Design? I was trying to find that.
No, I just have like personal.
It's the personal page. So we can optimize a business page for you to run ads if you like. They would also do that.
Okay, I could work on that stuff.
Yeah, and then they can, any help you would need, they can do that, or you can do it yourself and they'll just run the ads. Yeah, it's totally up to you.
Okay, that sounds good.
Now, as for the keywords, is there any specific ones you want me to list besides the ones you have here? I have architect, remodels, concrete, you know, the ones you have on the Angies. Are there any others you'd like to list?
Yeah. I guess I would just put not architect, but design.
Oh, okay. Home design or design. Yeah.
Yeah, just design. And then design build, decks. Porches, small additions, built-in, cabinets, shelves,
okay.
Shelving,
okay.
What else? Stairs.
Stairs, okay. Anything else with the concrete, or just leave it like the concrete broad keyword?
I don't really do very much concrete, but...
Oh, so just leave that one out maybe, or should I still leave it?
Yeah, take that one out.
Take that one out, okay. All right. And then, so you, kitchen or bath remodel would be okay too, like if I specify?
Yeah.
Or just remodel.
Basement remodel. Basement, okay. Remodels. I don't like to do bathrooms or kitchens, but I will. I don't like to have plumbers involved if I don't have to.
True. Okay, I get it. So we can take those out at any time, too. So we can start with these and say, because with that tracking system, we'll be able to see how it's performing anyway, so we can eventually just take it out or, you know, up to you.
Yeah. Could leave it for now, just so there's something there, I guess.
Okay, so we have home design, design, build, decks, porches, small addition, built-ins, cabinets, shelving, architect. Do you want me to keep that one?
No, take that out.
Take that out, okay. Remodels, stairs, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, basement remodel.
You could put in general carpentry, I guess.
And I'll put carpentry. Okay. That should be a good start. And I can even have the technician, like suggest keywords that have high search volumes that fall under like this umbrella of this type of work, and then get you more searches that way too. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just actually got a license for lead.
Oh, really? Okay. So you want to include some kind of search criteria for that too?
Yeah.
So let's see, like lead, in what aspect, in what fashion?
I just got a renovator's license. It's kind of scraping paint license, but...
renovations, I'll put renovations too?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll make a note for the technician too about the lead, and then he can check what type of phrases people use, like the ones that get searched the most. And then try to get you some interest for that too. Yeah.
Okay.
Do the same thing. And you guys are licensed and insured, I'm guessing, as well?
There's no license, but I'm insured.
Okay. No worries. Just making sure. So I'll put not applicable, and then, all right. I think that should be good for that. The technician can kind of go over the keywords and the areas with you with the map and all that too. I'll make a note for him. And then what was
number?
So we have an inventory department that forwards us like a short list of companies that would like have good placement for first page, you know, like good online presence, maybe newer, you know, no bad reviews, things like that. So then we just call through the area till we fill the listing, you know, like for whatever particular keyword or area. And like I'm sure they mentioned on the front of the call, we make sure if we sign you up, we won't work any other companies in that area doing what you do. Because obviously, you know, what happens when Angie's and those type of companies do that becomes kind of a mess. So we do that to make sure you get the most amount of traction and the most amount of calls. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think, see, you got the email and everything. Now, what would be the address you'd want to verify with Google? Now, we won't list the address online if you don't want, if it's a home address. It can just be a general area, like that 50-mile radius that'll show up instead of an actual physical address.
Yeah.
We just would need one for Google to verify. They send a postcard in the mail with like a code. You send that back, and then that confirms, you know, that address for Google. For the
Can I use a P.O. box?
Can't actually use a P.O. box. That's the only stipulation. Yeah, it does have to be a physical address, but like I said, we won't list it online. No one will see it.
Okay.
It's just for the verification.
Address is, I think it's, 315 Odell. 315 Farrell Street, sorry.
Can you spell Farrell?
F-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Farrell, okay, got it. Farrell Street.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's three, let me see. And then I see... It pop up for Norfolk. Is that 23503?
No. It's,
no?
But I might have to look it up. I don't use it every day.
Oh, yeah, no worries. It's all good. So while you're doing that, let's see if we got everything else. The one listed on Angie's was the P.O. box, right? The 1485?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately for Google, they have more stipulation with getting verified, so it does have to be a physical address. But like I said, we usually just hide it, you know, for people that opt out. And then it's just that 50-mile radius that shows up. And then, you know, no one sees the physical address.
Okay.
Okay. And then so I guess next step would just be the billing. So that address would be the same for billing as well, the one you're looking up?
You could use the P.O. box for billing.
Okay, that one would work for that. Okay. That, and then so that same one, the exact one, the 1485 in Burlington?
Right.
Okay, got it. Let me just add that in. 05402, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, got it. Just putting this in here. All right. Cool. And then for the address, just, you know, as soon as you can, even maybe when you get with the technician, if you have it by then, that's okay too. Cause he's the only one that's going to need it really. So, I'll get you like everything you need through email, the verification process, you know, all that good stuff. Have you, ever been through the verification process with Google for the, Blanchard design?
No.
Okay. Yeah. That's one of the first things they do. So he'll take care of you. Now as for, just to confirm, so that's PO Box 1485, Burlington 05402.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for the payment method, is that Visa or MasterCard?
I believe it's Visa.
Okay, and then just so to, you know, refresh, it's the $348, but then every month after is the $249 because the initial payment includes the, you know, the programming and the website and all that. So that's just a one-time payment. Then every month okay. is just the $249. That's the recurring payment.
Okay.
Okay. And you said you think it was a Visa, right?
Yep. Yeah, I have it here.
Okay. Perfect. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4258-3945-0187-9207.
Okay.
Expiration 727.
727. Okay, and then the number on the back?
944.
944. Okay, now we're also going to set up a security question for you. Make sure you know it's us when we're calling, expedites everything. Now there's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay, and the name?
Cuddles, C-U-D-D-L-E-S.
Is that a dog or what?
Yeah, dog, yeah.
Like a little small one, right? A little cute one?
Yeah, a little Lhasa Apso.
Oh, nice. I have Australian Shepherd. We live on kind of like a farmish area. Yeah, the ones that herd animals, yeah, they have so much energy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, really smart dog, though. Really smart. So let's see here. All right. So once I set up your account here, you're going to see, you know, once it processes, of course, you'll see it on your online banking first, but then you'll get a text and an email with the invoice. And then we'll just go over that real quick. There's one other quick step and then you're good to go. So you'll have one on file, you know, for you too. So let's see here. Just do that now. Just waiting on my internet here. Okay. And then I'll set you up with the technician. Typically, I mean, it's earlier in the day, so I might be able to get you in today if you have time, or we can do it tomorrow morning for that part, you know, for him to start building everything.
Tomorrow might work.
Totally up to you. Like in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, not a problem. Okay, so there we go. Finally loaded. Okay. So you're going to see that come through on your online banking first, but then, like I said, you'll receive a text and an email here, like, in just a few seconds. So I'm just waiting for it to process. There it is. Okay, coming through now. Then we'll just go over the invoice real quick, and then one other quick step. Like I said, you're good. I'll set you up with the technician, and you are on your way.
So the invoice would be in text?
It's going to come through both right now. You should get the text first, I think, but you're also going to get it through email. The easiest way to access it is the text, though. That's why I resend that, because it's you just click on the link, boom, you're straight to it. So let me send you that. But you're going to get both. There we go. Just give me a sec here. There it is. Initial invoice. And the email just takes a quick second longer. There we go. All right, you should see the text coming through now.
I haven't seen it yet.
Should be going to the three. You got it? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So you'll see a link there. Click that, and then once you're inside, you'll see, you know, of course, everything that's included, the pricing and all that good stuff. Once you get to the bottom there, you're going to see a spot where you would click the box that says I'm the authorized user. Then right below that, you type your name, hit confirm signature. Once you've done that, that should navigate you to our website and ask for your username and password. The technician will get you set up with that. Usually within that week, you speak with him. So from tomorrow.
Okay.
So let me know once you get there. Oh, looks like you got it. Okay. Now, just one other quick step. I'll set you up with the tech and you'll be on your way. So this is called our voice verification, is to go along with the invoice, you know, to kind of outline the service agreement, ensure the accuracy of everything. And if you have any questions or need me to clarify anything, just let me know. So I'm going to start now.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Blanchard Design Build, LLC.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jason Blanchard, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. That's why I'm going to send you over these emails. You should have one about the verification process, your welcome email, of course, and then also one with your invoice. So look out for those. That'll have everything you need for, like, when you speak with the technician. And if you have any content for the website or anything, have that ready as well, just as much as you can. And as a result of increased visibility online as well, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company. Now, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose, or basically just let the technician know, of any additional online marketing, say, that you might do with another company during the term of your agreement with us, just to make sure there's nothing that might interfere with what they're doing, or vice versa?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, October 10th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That will be the recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I will text you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative to do so. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all good to go. I'm just going to set you up with the time with the technician. You said tomorrow morning. Now, you guys, let me just check here. You guys are on Eastern, so that's 3 hours difference. We're on Pacific. So the earliest would be... We start at 7, so it'd be 10 a.m. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that works.
That works? Okay. So let me put you in for 10. I'm just going to send you this email. This will be the last one you need, and then you'll get my text here at the end of the call. Just adding your email here. But you are good to go, man. So let's
see. So I'll hear from you guys in the morning.
Yep. So thanks for giving us a shot. Welcome to the team, most of all. They're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 10 o'clock time tomorrow morning, so between 10 and 10:30 to get you started with everything, okay?
And you said you guys have a website?
Yeah. You mean to our website to look at or for you?
Your website that I can look at.
Yeah, for sure. There's a link in that email that I sent you there.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that has a link to everything there, and then the technician will walk you through everything, or start to, tomorrow. And then, actually, once we get off the call here, I'm going to send you a text that has all my contact info, too. And if you text there, that goes straight to me. So then I can just call you right back, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
So you're all good to go? Yeah, appreciate the time. You have a good one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, yep, thank you. Bye.